Welcome to today's Sincere Milk of Monday, the 15th of January 2024. Today's topic is Givers Never Lack. Our text today is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verses 1 through 7. Verse 1. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. How that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded unto the riches of their liberality. Verse 3. For to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power they were willing of themselves, praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift, and take upon us the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God. Insomuch that we desired Titus, that as he had begun, so he would also finish in you the same grace also. Verse 7. Therefore, as ye abound in everything, in faith, and utterance, and knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that ye abound in this grace also. Key verse. 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 5. And this they did, not as we hoped, but first gave their own selves to the Lord, and unto us by the will of God. Those who understand the law of giving will appreciate the fact that givers never lack. The story was told of a boy who shared his lunch every day with a boy in his class who had no food to eat. As he gave the food, he was blessed with other good things from strangers and people around him. One day, he decided not to share his lunch but ate all. Surprisingly, he discovered that no one gave him anything. This made him wonder, and then he made up his mind to always give to others. There is a universal law of giving, and givers never lack. In fact, givers always have in return more than what they gave out. The Corinthian brethren were commended by Paul for their culture of giving not only physical gifts but also service to the Lord. They first gave their life and service to God. The question is, are you giving your service to God? Have you offered yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God? If you have not done that, you must repent and accept Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord. God will bless you in return. Prayer for today. Lord, I offer myself as a living sacrifice to you. Use me for your own glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Further reading, Luke chapter 6 verses 30 through 38. For more spiritual nourishment from the Sincere Milk devotional for kids, visit us at www.sincermilk.app. or follow the link on the website to download the Daily Manna mobile app. God bless you.